Hello?
Hi, good morning. My name is Ernie from we're calling from National Opinion Survey. Is this going to be Stephanie?
Where are you calling from?
This is from National Opinion Survey. We just conducted an opinion survey. We just want to ask a few questions. Do you have a few minutes?
How do you have my name and number?
Well, actually, this is from a previous voters list, and that's how they got your name and number, but we don't have no more information. We just want to include your opinion to it. Is that okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for helping me today. Now, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or no? Okay, give me one second here. Okay, now just to be sure that we all represented everybody, may I please ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including black, African-American, or mixed race?
Black.
Black, okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you would not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your age? I'm sorry.
60.
60? Give me one second here. So it looks like when they took your name and number, they put 59, so I think this was from last year. Okay, now...
No, I'm not 60 quite yet.
Oh, okay. So,
it's been a couple of weeks.
Okay. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
A 10. Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say that will be very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading in?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Biden administration's and their policies, the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising in interest rates, or big business and corporate price gouging and greed?
Big business.
Big business, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue for you it is to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 is a somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one?
And what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, hold on. I guess this wasn't the best time. But we're ready to go.
Oh, okay.
So you need to, Uncle Jack's sitting downstairs waiting. And we're all dressed and ready to walk out the door.
Okay.
All right. No, we're going to get him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, maybe this wasn't the best time. Sorry.
I completely understand. Would you like me to read the question as fast as I can?
Yes, you can read that last one.
Okay. So what they're trying to ask you is that I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns people say they want their Congress to focus on. Making housing more affordable, how will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10, okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Oh, wow. A 10.
A 10, okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reforms and stop racial profiling.
Oh, boy. That's a 10.
Okay. Reducing crime.
Well, everything can't be a 10. We'll make that an 8.
An 8, okay. Creating more jobs and new raising wages.
10.
Okay. And the last one, ensuring our borders are secure.
Oh, wow. That's a 10. Lots of important things out there. That's why I'm following things so closely.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat, okay. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them or a person or organization, just say so we can go to the next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First one is Kamala Harris. How will you scale her from 0 to 100?
75.
Okay. What about Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
He's McConnell. I got to look at his picture. He's the Jack McConnell. He's the Republican. Is he the Speaker of the House?
Yes.
Oh, he's the Speaker of the House. So let's make. Right. Okay. We're going to give him a. He did negotiate with Biden a little bit. We're going to give him a 35.
35. Okay. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court.
As a whole?
Yes.
50%.
Okay. Joe Biden.
80%.
Thank you. And what about the Democratic Party?
80%.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
We'll give them 90%.
Okay. And Cornel West. Cornel West.
Who's he again? What's his role?
I don't know. I don't have his information. So you haven't never heard of him?
Oh, I definitely have. I just don't.
Okay.
And, Cornel West, Jack. Who's he?
Okay. How much will you scale him? I'm sorry?
He's a professor. Cornel West, he's not the guy at Harvard.
So what number would you put him?
We're going to give him a 75.
Thank you. And the last one, Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. Now, I know it's a long way. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden? If I'm deciding, you can say so as well.
Joe Biden.
Biden, okay. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald
Biden.
Trump? Okay.
Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes of black people in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried?
Very worried.
Thank you.
Very worried.
Now, switching gears a little bit, I would like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree more. The first one, statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police by more crime fighting equipment and increase prosecution of criminals and have them longer jail sentence in order to make our community safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs and mental health in order to get a root causes crime to make our community safer. Which statement would you
say?
And would that be somewhat or much more?
Much more. Somewhat.
Oh, somewhat. Okay, let me go back. Hold on. Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing?
Yes.
Is that a lot or just some or a little?
Some.
Some, okay. Now, and has what you've seen, heard, or recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
What I've seen, is it more less favorable?
Okay, would that be somewhat less or much more less? Sorry?
Just a little less.
Okay. Now, this is the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for helping me today, ma'am. Now, I want to read you for some of the things that Biden has accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you.
I'm sorry? No, you don't, Lauren. Step out there, sit down, and put on those shoes. Okay, I'll pass them in. We're not taking socks off, Lauren. Come on. Gee whiz. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Now, for this part of the survey, I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, provided $123 billion in new funds for upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Is that very important to you?
Very important, yes.
Thank you. Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important to you?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and school across the country. Is that very important to you?
It is.
Okay. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first American woman ever to hold that position. Was that very important to you? Somewhat, not very important, or not at all?
Very important. First African-American woman. There are other women.
Okay. Now, invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Was that very important to you? Somewhat, not very important.
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much.
Jack, what car are we taking?
Okay, so now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last few years.
Right, so we'll...
Are you still with me? Hello? 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 Hello, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I don't have good service in my house. So.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, we're almost finished with that. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden handled his job as a president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
It's still going to be somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one is, gun violence is getting worse and taking off. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities, and young people but MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They're blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get a carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easy to flood our street with guns. How will you scale that from 0 to 10? How important is it to you?
I thought we were bringing it to the aquarium.
Hello?
Yes, how will you scale that from 0 to 10?
What's the question again?
Okay, so it says gun violence is getting worse and taking it a heavy toll on our communities. And young people, but MAGA Republicans are blocking any...
I'm on the phone. You have to wait.
They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get a carry gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easy to flood our streets with guns. How will you scale that from 0 to 10? Is it convincing?
Making it harder?
Yes.
That's making it harder is a 10.
Okay, the last one. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It is threatening all the advancements of our community has fought so long for. We can stand by as they try to take us backwards. It is our responsibility in our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
Oh, gosh. Can you read it again?
Yes, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It is threatening all the advancements our communities have to fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How will you scale that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this
10.
Year. And 10 means 10, okay. Now, and what stood out to you the most from the arguments that you just heard on the survey? I will have to type this in.
Say that again?
Yes. What stood out the most to you on the arguments that we were just discussing on this survey, on your own words?
What stood out to me is how there are many things that are important, and that there's a lot that needs to happen in this country so that people have access to, you know, critical needs, housing, fair wages, and good education, and health care. Affordable healthcare.
And affordable healthcare, you said, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, I'm almost through. Just give me 1 second.
A car remote? Yes, I do. It is. It's not up there, but it's in the car. It's in here.
Okay, here it goes. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Apple News.
Aqua News?
No, Apple News.
Oh, no.
Snapshot.
No.
Twitter.
No.
YouTube.
No.
TikTok.
No.
Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook.
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little, this last few questions just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Graduate school, thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say that you're nearly all, more, a half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
Half, okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. And were one of your parents or, I'm sorry, one of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
How about you? Were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Ma'am, that was the last question on my survey. I want to thank you so much. I hope you have fun with your family. I know you guys are
going
out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know, right? Well, thank you. Thank you for doing these calls and being part of the political process.
Thank you, ma'am. You guys enjoy. Be safe.
All right. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.